Paul Remo out here over here at Canby Elementary for their fifth grade science fair today, and we're going to talk to some of the students who just presented to the judges, and we're going to start out with Ryson Schmidt. He's a regular here on Q92, aren't you, Ryson?
Yep.
How'd the ice fishing go in the ice fishing tournament?
Good.
Get some more fish after I left?
No, sadly.
Okay. All right, Ryson, tell our listeners a little bit about your science project here today.
So this is ice meltdown, comparing the effects of different substances melting ice. So my hypothesis is that ice will melt the fastest when exposed to ice melt, followed by salt due to their chemical properties that lower the freezing point of water more effectively than sugar, sand, baking soda, or floor dry. So my procedure, I have number one, gather all my materials. Number two, pour 1/4 cup of water into a 6 cupcake tin lines with a silicone liner. Number three, place the cupcake tin in freezer until the water is frozen solid. Number four, use a thermometer to check the temperature of the room. Write down the temperature in your lab book. Number five, measure 1 tablespoon of each dry substance, salt, sugar, baking soda, sand, ice melt, and floor dry, and place in each bowl. Number six, place 1 frozen 1/4 cup ice cube into each bowl. Number seven, measure 1 tablespoon of each dry substance. Number eight, start the stopwatch so you can determine how long it takes for each ice cube to melt. Number nine, observe the bowls every 15 minutes to monitor how quickly the ice is melting. Take photographs throughout the observation time. Number 10, write down a describing word for each ice cube every 15 minutes. Keep track of your observations in a chart in your lab book. Number 11, once all the ice is melted, compare how quickly the ice melted with each substance used.
Okay. So that was a procedure. So what we're basically doing here is we're just testing what you melt ice with. What do you want to melt ice with? This is a perfect thing to talk about when you live in Minnesota and we got a lot of ice on the ground. So you got ice melt, regular ice melt. You got sand, floor dry, and sugar and some other things, huh?
Yep.
All right, so what was the conclusion?
So our results, the ice melt, so my hypothesis was correct. The ice melt did its job and made the ice cube melt the fastest, and the next fastest was the salt. The sand and the floor dry were the least effective in melting ice. The next time we have a snow day from school because of icy roads, we just need to fill the trucks with floor dry instead of salt.
All right, yeah, so that's awesome. Awesome, Ryson. So very, very, very interesting project you have here. How'd you come up with this?
So we just saw it on the news, and we thought that looks
good
like
project.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah. So the best thing is the ice melt, right?
Yep.
What's the second best thing to use?
So ice melt took 1 hour and 55 minutes, which came in first. And then the second best was salt with 2 hours and 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Third, sugar with 3 hours. Fourth,
I would have never thought sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And fourth, baking soda, 3 hours and 25 minutes. Fifth, sand, with 3 hours and 30 minutes. And sixth, floor dry with 4 hours and 35 minutes.
Now, floor dry, that's what people use in shops to clean up oil and stuff like that?
Oil, water, and all that.
All right. That was fun. Did you have fun doing this project?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
All right. Were you nervous when presenting to the judge?
I was.
So you were nervous in front of DeLon. DeLon was your judge, wasn't he?
Yep.
Okay. How did he do?
Amazing.
He did all right. All right. All right, Ryson, thanks for your time.
Yep, thank you.
Ryson Schmidt, a fifth grader here at Canby Elementary during the science fair.